LBC. Radio York.
Coming up tonight then after 11 o'clock, where in the world is Andy Mossack? Our roving international man of mystery returns back on the road for the first time in over a year. No more greatest hits. Well, not for this week anyway. I have two clues to try and track him down. I'll give you one now. Second one just after the 11 o'clock news, and the man himself in a half hour. The capital of this region is nicknamed the Granite City because of its locally quarried granite stone that built the Houses of Parliament, Trafalgar Square, Waterloo Bridge, and the Thames Embankment. The Granite City. What do you think? I've got a few ideas on this. I may be approaching a plump. 81333. RUSS, if you can help me out. On the phone where it's free, 0800 389 3333, facebook.com/latenightrussell. The second clue after the 11 o'clock news and the live travel log in a half hour. Thursday night, late show on the BBC. Hey, need your help then tracking down Andy Mossack, Robin Fossen on the walls. At Granite City, I think it's Aberdeen, Russell. Don in Louth. Straight for Aberdeen. Jules in Scarborough going for that too. Colin in Swinton. The Granite City is what's done it for you, Colin. Thank you for your message. Neil in Skegby, another straight plump for the Granite City. Aberdeen. I was going the same way, which I know is always what... I'm not just pretending. I'm not even lying. Right, that was what I was going to say, Aberdeen. We'll wait and see if, like, the second clue marries this up. You may have gone down another route on this, but I'm sure, like, Granite City is Aberdeen, isn't it? And you've said it is, and I always go with you. Second clue, very soon. Thursday night in the Late Show, if you just joined me, where have you been? You missed an hour of filth. You really have. Will Young with Daniel coming up. Wham, Everything She Wants, the best Wham song. And a live edition, Where in the World is Andy Mossack? Man of mystery. We've had several good guesses, all of them going for Aberdeen. That seems to be the general consensus tonight, but it's a live report. If it is Aberdeen, he'll actually be there. First time in a long time. As for Andy, I'll be wrapping up the Sit Sound in two ticks.
The sound of North Yorkshire.
And all the music you love. BBC.
On the way within the next half hour, this week's edition, Where in the World is Andy Mossack? Back on the road live for us. We had some, let's just say, very, very strong leads off that first clue. Here is the second. Now this will either confirm or confuse your plump. Not only is this region famous for its steaks and offshore oil, it has stunning castle estate that's been home to the royal family since 1852. Known for steaks, offshore oil, a royal estate since 1852. I think we may have confirmed. If you think you know different, though, you might have an out-there guess. That could be fine. 81333-RUSS on the teletext. 0800-389-3333 on Twitter at Dame Edith Evans. I would love to hear from you. I'm very excited. The gentleman in question, Mr. Andy Mossack, the travel log and places you and I can visit within the next half hour. Andy will be along in a second. I'm hearing nothing to dissuade me from Aberdeen, I think. Dean in Leeds backing me up on it. Also Matt. Thank you, Matt. Jimmy. Nicole also suggesting Aberdeen. I mean, he mentioned, Balmoral gets a mention in there, so we might have to zone out a touch. I might think it's Aberdeenshire. We might have to cover the whole county, but... we shall have to wait and see, won't we? Thanks for a Thursday night. Time for this. For upwards of... I think it's got to be about 15 years now, various versions of this late show. Travel writer extraordinaire Mr. Andy Mossack has dialed in from various places around the world. We've spoke to him in both extremes of the earth, in the deepest deserts, in extraordinary places. And then, obviously, the world changed and things are a little different. So for the past 15 months, we've been looking back at some of his greatest hits of international travel. However, we're very thrilled to say tonight, good evening, Andy Mossack, who is live, not in your house.
Yeah, so good to be out and about for the first time in ages.
Now, it must feel like, I mean, was it daunting at first? How did it feel to be heading out again?
Well, yeah, it was weird. You know, the first thing was packing again. You know, I used to have it all done, had a perfect routine, and I was completely at a loss. I'd forgotten all about it. You know, there's clothes everywhere. What are we going to pack? And of course, being in the UK, you don't know what to wear, do you? So I had, you know, all kinds of stuff,
okay,
just in case. So that was the thing. Yes, it was daunting, and we took the car as well. So
okay,
we drove up.
So I mean, this is extremely rare. I mean, we got the two clues from you. Straight off the first one, you use the phrase the Granite City. So that zoned us in, and then you mentioned a royal estate, so which I'm presuming is Balmoral. So I've decided I'm zoning us out slightly. So I'm going to say the whole. It's Aberdeenshire, as a county you're in.
Yeah, indeed. Perfect.
Well done, everyone.
Well
we
done.
Got cracked
well
it again.
Done. Cracked it.
So what's up there then? So why Aberdeenshire?
Well, first of all, I was really interested to find out about the staycation boom, you know, because it's rare that I managed to sort of be in the UK, and this was a perfect opportunity, you know. So, and also, I've been talking to Visit Aberdeenshire for quite a while because they kept telling me that, you know, it's not what you think, you know, Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire is not what you think it might be. I mean, if I was to ask you, Russ, you know, what's your first thought when I say Aberdeen to you? What comes to mind?
Do you know, I mean, I know I know it's wrong, but I'll tell you anyway, that what I imagine is a city that is literally made of granite right on the seaside. And rather than a beach, there's a massive pipe where the oil and gas comes in from the North Sea. And I know I'm wrong, but that's what I imagine it to be.
Yeah. Well, I said to them, not unlike you, I said, well, it's got to be oil and gas engineers all over the place, isn't it? It's got to be an industrial landscape, maybe a massive commercial fishing port, you know. And they said to me, well, you're wrong, because, yeah, we've got that, but obviously we've got a lot of other stuff too. And so I said, well, okay, let's set up a meet. And then, of course, you know, everything got postponed. So, yeah, and I'm proud to say, in fact, that when I meet these lovely people, which they welcome me with open arms, they said that I am top of the leaderboard as the first travel writer to be welcomed back since lockdown. So I'm number one.
Number one. Andy Mossack, number one again.
Top of the leaderboard. Get in there. Yeah.
Okay. So, look, I mean, I've been on several. I suppose there's... if people go on holiday to Scotland, they either go... I think the lion's share of tourists will probably go into Edinburgh. You might get people going to Glasgow, since obviously, you know, it's had such a lot of money spent on it. Glasgow's a very different place than, like, for example, it was in the 80s. You might go to Glasgow, or you might head out to sort of, you know, the Western Islands, or like myself, I've driven all the way through Scotland, gone straight to the Northern Islands, out on Orkney and Shetland. I would never have thought of nipping around Aberdeenshire.
Ah, man alive, I tell you. First of all, I mean, Aberdeen, it's like, it's got some fantastic maritime heritage anyway. But, you know, the old Aberdeen, they've got university founded in 1495. They've got a beautiful 15th century cathedral in the university grounds as well. They've got proper cobbled streets. And it's like, outside the city, you're looking at 160 miles of coast, stunning, sweeping sandy beaches, castles, let me tell you, 263 castles, no less.
Oh, hang on a minute, 263 castles?
Yep. And I must mention three of them, but I'm talking about there's 50 golf courses, of which that's my own particular, you know, my own particular passion. And Royal Aberdeen Golf Course is like the sixth oldest in the world, you know. And, of course, you've got the Cairngorms, Royal Deeside. I mean, it's like the most fantastic scenery. So much to do. And, you know, for the last couple of weeks, I've been seeing all of it and loving every moment. Obviously, it's been fantastic. So I must mention, yeah, three castles quickly. I've got castle ruins. I've been clambering about castle ruins. I love an old castle.
I love an old ruin, me.
I do love a ruin. And one of the most famous here is a place called Dunatar Castle. And it's perched right on top of this craggy cliff top, right? It's a proper Kodak moment. And it's a short walk from Stonehaven, which is a lovely harbour. And it's featured in so many movies. I mean, it's a real place where location, heaven, you know. Mm-hmm. William Wallace, Mr. Braveheart, he was in there at one time. Mary, Queen of Scots. They had the Scottish crown jewels hidden there. It's fabulous. So see all round, only access via some stone steps. It's a got to be missed. Yeah, you can't miss it. It's brilliant, brilliant place. So that is like beautiful place, Dunatar Castle, really great. And then this is going to be a little bit controversial, Russ.
Uh-huh.
Right? So stand by.
But I like a bit of controversy here. Okay. So yeah, go for it.
Right. Well, considering Yorkshire's own Whitby is closely associated with the Prince of Darkness, Count Dracula. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
The Ruined Abbey. Yes.
Uh huh.
Well, here, right on the coast, Cruden Bay, which is very close to, you know, Cruden Bay is like on right on the coast. There is the remains of Slane's Castle. Very creepy place. It was the seat of the Earls of Errol. In the 19th century, though, it hosted parties for all kinds of people, very, very interesting, numerous celebrities of the time, including one Mr. Bram Stoker.
Now, hang on a second here. Hang on a moment here. I've got to leap into the defence of Whitby on this. Are you saying that there's another place that has a link to Bram Stoker and the myth of Dracula?
Well, not only a link, sir. I've got evidence. I have evidence.
You found Dracula?
Yeah, I've got Mr. D right next to me talking to, you know, there's a hotel in the 1800s there. It's called the Kilmarnock Arms in the nearby town where this castle is, the ruins of the castle now. Okay, the Kilmarnock Arms. And that used to be a really popular place in the 1800s. And there is a certain Mr. Stoker who stayed there. And the reason I know that is because I saw the old register where he's signed in with his family. And they've got the old register there on display. And not only that, he stayed there for like 3 months and wrote the first few chapters of Dracula there. And he was invited by the Earls of Errol to stay and party at the castle. So there is definite evidence that the Earls of Dracula was based on it.
Now, this, I like this. I like this because you get that. What that is, that's the best bit of Dracula. Is those early chapters where Jonathan Harker turns up to the castle and he meets the old count. And it's, you know, that's when you get all of the kind of, the children of the night, what beautiful music they make. And you get those lines. And so Bram Stoker stayed and partied in a castle with elderly Scottish lairds.
That's right. And there's also an octagonal room, which is mentioned in the book. And the octagonal room was in this castle. So,
extraordinary.
Who knows? But I'm not saying anything. I'm only the middleman here, but, you know.
Well, you see,
I know it's controversial, but I think there's some
truth to it. I think there's some truth to this one. So, I mean, castles, history you're tripping over. There's a massive royal estate. The Cairngorms really are the most beautiful. The skyline to be driving through and to see all of this. Have you been indulging in, can I ask, have you visited a distillery at all?
Well, I can't lie. Yes, I did. Uh-huh. Yeah, I went to, in fact, Prince Charles' favourite tipple, which is next door, Balmoral. And there is a distillery there. And it is wonderful. I mean, they do tours. And the best part of a distillery tour is you get a few drams at the end of it.
Oh, nice.
How about that?
Nice.
But what I did do in Balmoral was a first, I must say. This is unknown because, you know, you can visit the Great Hall in Balmoral and you can see the carriages, the royal carriages and everything else. But they have a nine-hole golf course there, which used to be exclusive for the royal family and some of the people who work on the estate, right? However, they are now opening it up to the public to go and play on. Beautiful golf course, right?
You played golf. Did you get a few balls around there?
So they let me play on it. Yeah. So I played on it. And apparently, Her Majesty stays in a large cottage not far from the seventh tee. So I'm going around thinking, when I get to the seventh tee, do you think Her Majesty might sort of come up with maybe a brew for me and maybe a few bourbons on her plate?
I can't imagine that would happen. But to be honest, Andy, stranger things have happened to you in different countries. So I mean,
I know.
You know,
well, it didn't happen, but I dreamt.
Was it a good course though?
Beautiful. It's just manicured to perfection. It's absolutely beautiful. And you know what's good is, once everyone in Scotland, you know, once it goes back to zero in terms of the lockdown, everybody can go there, so you can do parties and book them ahead. So
brilliant,
definitely worth trying.
So a good time has been had by all then in the good county of Aberdeenshire then.
We've just loved it, yeah. And we've been dead lucky with the weather because it's been fabulous. You know, it's been really sunny. So I mean, why not? Hey, why not? It's been really good. And indulging, of course, in proper porridge, plenty of Aberdeen Angus, and a buttered haddock. You can't beat it.
You can't beat that, can you? All the distilleries you can possibly visit and buttered haddock.
Well, actually, talking about that, on the way back, we're going to turn for home tomorrow. We're going to stop off at Islay, and that's only 30 miles long. But it's got nine distilleries on it. So I think I'm going to work my way through those.
Well, you're going to set off tomorrow then? You'll probably be back a week on Thursday. By the time you finish drinking your way around there. So, I mean, it is a wonderful place. Every time I think we ever mention Scotland, I always mention the same old Billy Connolly joke. And it's as true today as it was when he said it, I think in about 1984. It's like, if you're looking for a holiday destination or you're looking for, you know, a bit of heritage and history to trip around, go and visit Scotland. There's nobody there. It's massive and there's nobody there. It's like, go and see these bits of scenery and this gorgeous vistas and try the distilleries. If you want to get away from the crowds, get out of Edinburgh, go and see the rest of Scotland.
Yeah, it is vast, open places, I must say. Yeah,
excellent.
It is.
Good stuff.
And they've all been really welcoming to me too, so that's been nice. It's
brilliant
been great.
Stuff. Yeah. Well, and I'm thrilled. It's been so nice to get you back out. And then, you know, we're back live on the road. I imagine next time we speak to you, though, Andy, it'll probably be back into the greatest hits, won't it?
Back into the hits, yes.
Good stuff.
We're going to have to cherry pick where we're going to go, obviously. But but it's been such a breath of fresh air for me to be out and about. It's great.
Good. Excellent. It's been absolutely terrific to talk to you. As always, Andy, you take care of yourself.
Thanks, matey. You too.
And away he goes. I think there's still time to check out another distillery, even at this time. So, Andy Mossack, the answer, Aberdeenshire.